Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, this is not a prediction. This is via a random simulation where they bring in all the numbers, stats, whatever. They all concoct it, and they do a season-long simulation, and they do all the playoff matchups and a finals matchup. And they have the Golden State Warriors winning the NBA Finals. Check that. They have the Orlando Magic winning the NBA Finals over the Golden State Warriors. Go seven games? Paolo Banchero and Steph Curry? Paolo over Steph? Stop. What? And you're saying, and you're leaving the Magic on the side, you think the Warriors can get to the NBA Finals? You're saying they're going to do it. They're going
to
do it?
I think that there's a path to do it.
There's a path to do it. Okay, all right, let's just be clear here.
Like right now, I don't think there's a path for the Niners to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's the optimist in me is trying hard to find that one.
I just don't think they have enough ammunition to win in January. Right now, you're asking me right now, right? Things can change. I mean, I didn't think Indiana could win an NBA final. And last year, I kind of was talking myself into they could beat Oklahoma City.
And what happened during that playoff? Everyone thought it was going to be back-to-back with the Celtics, mm-hmm. right? And then Jason Tatum tears his Achilles. It was wide open.
Yeah, exactly. And so
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody's looking at Jimmy Butler and they're like, well, can he stay healthy? Like, what did you say? What did you say about Jimmy?
Can he play? Well, the Warriors in this simulation win 63 games, are the number one overall seed. I said, can Jimmy Butler play 63 games before the Warriors can get 63 wins?
Guys, the biggest non-talked about thing for the Warriors the last 3 years has been Andrew Wiggins. Like, what the...
Wait, whoa. The biggest non-talked about thing on 95.7 The Game has been Andrew Wiggins?
Yeah, because we're afraid
we dominated the airwaves talking about that guy.
No.
What?
We were afraid to come off in cancel culture like we were asking someone who's going through a family tragedy, like, where are you at? Are you coming back? Everybody, straight up, everybody tiptoed around it. Will you agree with me?
Well,
I want to say this rightfully.
Well, I'll say our station and our show, because that's the only thing I'm doing right now. Our show, when Bonte was here too, we talked about on the court. And on the court, okay. We all agreed it was not good enough. Not for what he was getting paid. He wasn't that guy. We all agreed you caught lightning in a bottle.
Give me
for that stretch run for the NBA championship where he's the team's second best player. But we talked about him a lot on this station.
Give me his pull up his basketball reference page right now.
Sure.
We all acknowledge Jimmy, when he plays, is better than Andrew Wiggins. Do we
not?
By like a long shot.
Yes.
So you're asking,
only thing that Andrew Wiggins has over Jimmy right now, I do think that at this point, because of the age, Andrew Wiggins is a better defender. I do think he's a better defender.
Yeah, when he's engaged and he wants to. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But like that's a different conversation. How many games did he play for the Warriors the last couple years?
The Andrew Wiggins.
Uh-huh.
So last year he played in 43 because he was traded, and then he played 17 for the Miami Heat.
Okay, that's a total 43 and 17 is 60.
60.
So 60 games all last year.
The season prior, he played in 71.
71.
It's a lot. Season prior to that, 37.
Oh, 37, okay.
But prior to that, it was 73 and then 71.
Yeah, those were the good years. Okay.
Hey,
so he had one bad year.
Well, I got a question really quick.
Time out. One bad year. He was terrible last year.
One bad year and talking about missing games. That's what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about just period. Like he's not even been close to the guy he was in the playoffs. Like, come on. Like, who are we kidding? He turned into Superman for 2 months.
I told you we've been talking about that the last few years. You're not dropping any new knowledge on me. You're acting like we haven't talked about Andrew Wiggins. Happy he's gone.
If he plays, if Jimmy Butler plays in 55 or 60 games this year, that's my number, 55 or 60. One of the two. If he plays in one of those amounts, they're going to be just fine. They're going to be fine.
Okay.
They're going to be just fine. All right. Like, we all tiptoed around it. Wiggins wasn't good enough. Wiggins wasn't available. The whole Wiggins saga, it sucks that it happened to him, and I'm apologetic. I went through it. Like, I know what it's like, and it probably wore on all you guys, me coming in every day not knowing if my dad was going to live or die. And like, I get all that. Trust me, if anyone understands how to balance work-life stuff when there's some tragedies going on, it would be me. I would understand that. I know everyone's got something that they're dealing with, but the specific thing he went through, I went through it, right? And I'm just telling you right now, like, Jimmy is infinitely better than what Wiggins was for this team.
I'm not
and if he gives
that.
Me the same amount of games played, they're going to be just fine.
I'm not arguing that at all. Can Jimmy Butler eclipse what Andrew Wiggins did for that one season? That's going to be the question when he was the team's second best player on a championship run. I think Jimmy Butler can do that because he's been the best player on a team that has reached not one, but two NBA championships.
I don't think he has to be individually better than what Wiggins, because that team was good. Like, you know, I know we misremembered now. Klay gave you contributions. Poole gave you contributions. You know, Draymond was a good version of himself. They got other guys that contributed.
But Joe, you will meet me here. You were a little disappointed when Steph went down that Jimmy couldn't lead you to a win.
Yeah,
right?
But he was also hurt because he landed on his butt.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure, but you were disappointed.
I was crestfallen. But yeah. I also like take a step back and I take a deep breath and I go, his injury was a bad one. Like, when he landed on his butt, it did change him.
The butt bruise?
He wasn't the same.
Since 2020-2021 season, Andrew Wiggins has played in 312 games. 300 of those were starts. And Jimmy Butler has played in 288 games, all starts.
Sign me up for that right now in terms of the same exact ratio. We're going to be just fine.
Let's go to Sushi Steve in San Francisco. I can go for some spicy California and tuna rolls right now, Carter. I kid you not, some wasabi, some soy sauce.
Remember where we were with Andrew Wiggins at the very end.
I'm not letting anyone forget.
Just remember where we were.
Joe, I thought his vibes were so bad a couple years ago that you just needed to move off of him. Even if you had to attach to pick, that's where I was at.
I know.
Yeah.
And you got one of the top 15 players in the league at the time of the trade, Jimmy. I know it ended sourly for Miami. Like, he's still a great player.
No, he is. And I'm with you on that. And it's going to be, again, I hate always having to say it's health. But it is with Jimmy. Can you stay upright all season?
It's health with every team. Absolutely. Like, why is Indiana considered a non-factor this year? Because they don't have Halliburton. Right. Why is Boston? Why did Horford come to the Warriors? Nick Friedell did a sit-down with him. Horford came to the Warriors because they're hurt. And he goes, I can't win a championship because Tatum's out for the year.
Ooh, I don't know if Tatum's going to be out for the year. You guys see him? His recovery is pretty insane.
They sold off all their pieces, knowing that this
year was not.
Well,
you got your boy Payton Pritchard, though. They're good. Sushi Steve in San Francisco wants to join the conversation. Hey, Sushi Steve. Warriors making the finals.
So, I'm not going to say no, but I'm going to throw a little caveat in there, okay? We make a move before the trade deadline, and I'm not going to say who we're trading.
Okay.
I mean, obviously who we're getting or who we're going to trade off our team, but, you know, I like what Shasky said about Moody, Pods, or Kuminga, or all three, or a combination of the two, stepping up this year, but I think they might be part of a potential trade scenario before December. So I can see the Warriors go to the finals if we make a move.
You know what I would say to you? They have ammunition if needed to make a move.
Right. And that's what we're hoping. I mean, that's what I'm hoping for. I think a lot of Warrior fans are hoping for. Ironically enough, this is a little side note. My buddies and I were just kind of playing around with potential final teams last night. And, you know, I don't think it's realistic, but maybe. I said Orlando Magic against the San Antonio Spurs. That'd be a great finals. That'd be a fun finals to watch.
More outlandish for the Spurs side because Wembanyama, the health there, the, what is it, the deep vein thrombosis he was dealing with, he had to be shut down last year. Apparently, he's still growing. Do you see that? He's like 7'5", 7'6", now. And shocker, they lied about his height on his rookie year.
Remember when Kuminga's 7'1", now? Remember they said that a couple years
ago? Except the 1v1 was actually like legitimate. The other one, there was just some fake
news. What's legitimate, that he's 7'7"?
Yeah, like you're looking at me like that's insane.
They
clearly lied about his height in his rookie year because he was way taller than
Joe,
he was.
Joe, one thing
at.
That I've learned about the NBA, as I see Brandon Pajemski standing next to Bonte Hill, who's 6'4.5", Pajemski looked 6'2 at most. And he is listed, I believe, at 6'4 or 6'5. I've seen DeMarcus Cousins, who's listed at 7 feet, standing next to Kevin Durant, who's listed at 6'11", who is literally inches taller than him. KD has got to be 7'2 or whatever it is. I don't buy anyone's height in the NBA.
Victor Wembanyama, I buy his height because I see it on TV. He's way taller than everyone
else. No, he's really tall.
Not even close.
Well, like 7'7".
Well, famously,
won't believe it until I see the actual, you know, whatever those height charts like next to him.
Well, Kevin Durant is 7 feet, but he doesn't want to be listed as 7 feet. Why, famously? Because he didn't want to be viewed as a center. So he said 6'11".
Well,
no, seriously, remember that? Like, that's what they did.
But come on. I mean, you know, like, again, and then I bring up Pajemski. Like, look up, what is Pajemski's listed height?
I think he's 6'4". Let me see.
Yeah, I saw Bonte doing a thing. Bonte's in dress shoes. They were doing media day, and they're standing next to each other. He's in basketball shoes. And
listen at 6'4".
Yeah, he's not 6'4". Bonte is a full 6'4". What is he, Carter? 6'4 or 6'5"?
6'4".
Okay. Pajemski was inches shorter than him. I'm not knocking him. I'm just like the numbers that are listed aren't accurate to me.
I think Wemby at 7'4 is right. I stood really close to him.
But he's not 7'7".
No, he's not. I promise you he's not 7'7".
How tall are you, Carter?
I'm 6'8", so I have a pretty good sense of how much taller he is than me. He was about 7'4".
About 7'4", okay.
Still be growing. He's 21.
Evan Mobley and he are really close in height, actually.
Evan Mobley's that big.
Evan Mobley is massive in
really?
Person.
So see?
Is Jared
What's
Jackson.
He listed at?
Evan Mobley is listed at 6'11".
You see what I'm saying? You just said, how tall is Evan Mobley?
How tall is he?
6'11", it says.
Dude, he was near same height, I swear.
This is at the All-Star game.
Yep.
Yeah, you were standing next to him. See what I'm saying?
I don't know what we're arguing about right now.
What I'm saying is whatever the listed height is.
Taller than everyone else, so it doesn't matter. People lie about their height. It's okay.
I'm just saying that it's not that. The NBA, the listed heights aren't accurate. That's all.
But no, that's what I am saying, is that they lied in his rookie season how tall he actually is, and they made it lesser. And he's in reality taller than that.
I don't buy 7'7". He'd be the largest human being.
They're saying 7'5" right now. That's what it's listed as. So we'll see.
That's more believable.
Yeah.
7'7"?
Yeah, no, I don't.
What was George Mirosan on? 7'8"?
There is some idiot.
What?
But who's that one guy?
It's Boban.
Boban? He's doing, you see he's doing pregame coverage for ESPN? Bobby!
What is his height? What is it listed at?
Marjanovic?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me see. He's right here. 7'4".
Okay.
He's bigger, though. He's thicker, too. I feel his size. Miley in Walnut Creek. What's up, Miley?
Just ridiculous.
What's up? The two Joes. Hey, so real quick, thank you to Guru, first off, for the visual of the morning dump. did we need that?
No, we didn't.
But on the 63 win thing, I have a theory that ESPN put that out there basically just to kind of boost up the Warriors, Curry,
of course.
The NBA in general, et cetera. But if you want the win total, you got to go to Vegas. 47.5 is where it's at.
I'm hitting the over.
Yeah, you hit the over, but I'm with you. If things go right, they have a path to win. I'm not predicting they'll win. I would never do that. But they do have a path with health.
I agree.
And I do think they need one more player, mm-hmm. like a front court forward, like a really good forward, but good luck. That's where it's at.
Think about this, guys. In 2022, the year everybody, you know, now has is put into this, oh, it's just such a magical year. Otto Porter Jr. was only good for a couple of months that year. And I love Otto Porter Jr. He became a fan favorite.
Wilt Chamberlain. Remember, he looked like
him. He did look like him. He definitely looked like Wilt Chamberlain. There's not a doubt in my mind.
What was Wilt listed as, by the way? Is he 8 feet tall, Wilt Chamberlain?
I don't know.
You believe it.
But getting back to it, like, Otto Porter Jr. was good for the first couple of months, but didn't that narrative kind of carry him throughout the lean months of the body of the regular season and stuff? This is why I go back to, with the Moody injury right now, if Kuminga can get an opportunity and get off to a hot start, it can carry him throughout the year. I think it's extremely important for Pods and Kuminga to have great first months of the season. Forget Jimmy and Steph and Dre. Those guys can start off slow. The young guys need to hit the ground running. I'm so pumped up for them.
So we are less than a week now for the start of the regular season between the Warriors and Lakers in game one. And ESPN released an article. They did a simulation, all the stat heads over in Bristol, Connecticut. And they had simulated the entire season, all the way through the NBA Finals. Orlando Magic over the Golden State Warriors for the title in 7 games. Warriors fans, we're just asking the question. Can the Warriors reach the NBA Finals? 888-957-9570. You said yes. I think they can too. Hell, with all the crap that went on last season, when this team was a play-in team, when they bring in Jimmy Butler, you move off of Andrew Wiggins, you had the D'Anthony Melton injury early, you had all this. Dennis Schroeder was on your team. Does anyone even remember that? You even remember Dennis Schroeder being a Warrior last year?
What team is he on now?
The Kings, right?
Isn't he on
the Kings?
Him and Russ fighting for solo possession of the ball. It's going to be great.
I always like Schroeder. I don't know. He didn't work on the Warriors, but I've always kind of liked him as a player. He actually did well at the Pistons last year.
Of course he did.
When he was on the playoff roster.
He does well for every team except the one
except for the Warriors.
The one that we needed him to be good on.
But they somehow, some way, made the conference semis last year. And maybe if Steph doesn't get hurt, you never know. They could have been in the conference finals. And I would have, in any series, they got a puncher's chance with Steph. You do.
Joe, didn't, and I know the East was so different.
I'm saying you, yes, they can make the finals.
Like, I know the East was so different. Like, I had no idea that Indiana would go on the run that they did.
Even though they were an Eastern Conference Finals team the year prior, and no one still believed in them.
Yeah, I didn't buy them and I was wrong, and I was way wrong. I thought Denver was going to stay healthy throughout the playoffs. There were other guys I was worried about, not named Aaron Gordon, who I thought would get injured. And then Aaron Gordon got hurt, and it felt like, all right, that's a wrap.
Joe, you were really high, and a lot of people were on the Clippers. Oh. How it ended. Like, dude, I think the Clippers are the dark horse. A lot of people were saying that.
They had scoring on 3 levels, and they were really good.
They were healthy, too. That was the thing. They felt healthy for the
first
time.
And I know. I can't believe I allowed myself to buy into the Clippers. It's the only team older than the Warriors.
Which is crazy.
Going into this year. So, like, if last year taught me anything, it's that, yes, health is absolutely the number one most important factor. Number two, do you play winning basketball as a team? Forget, like, the time of the year or whatever. There's a way to play ball in the playoffs that, like, you either know it or you don't. Is Houston an excellent roster? Sure, absolutely. Were they learning how to play winning ball in the playoffs last year? Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to work with KD this time around, but they lost an important player already, and the season hasn't even started.
They did.
Yeah, like, Van Vliet's gone. Van Vliet destroyed the Warriors.
In this scenario, as we're reacting to this ESPN article about simulating the entire season where it has the Magic beating the Warriors in 7 games in the NBA Finals, they do have the Houston Rockets being the 6th seed and losing in the conference semis
To
the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah.
So it is interesting.
And then would they have the Warriors versus the Nuggets?
Warriors versus the Clippers in round 2 of the Western Conference semis, and the Warriors would win that in 6.
Playing the Clippers.
I know.
I know.
But
we're
simulating 2 of the oldest teams making it all the way to the semifinals, too.
I mean, the loser goes straight to the retirement home.
Well, you'd love this. Remember, did you see who the Warriors got in round 1 in this scenario?
It's the Kings.
Russell Westbrook and the Kings. Now, what is the Russell Westbrook signing?
Is
that the most unbelievable part of this simulation, that the Kings are getting through the play-in tournament and getting the 8th seed?
No, the most unbelievable part is the 13-seed Lakers. And then who gets the number 1 pick?
Is that too high?
In this simulation? Danny Ainge finally got the number one pick.
See, that's the most unbelievable part. The Jazz aren't getting the number one overall pick. Who's even the top prospect?
Obviously the Lakers are.
Hey, if you're a Jazz fan this morning, you do have to be sick seeing Cooper Flagg and how good he is. Oh, my God. Look, it's not rigged because partnerships. But that being said, I'm talking about our partnerships as a station.
Yeah, thank you.
It's not rigged. It does stink to the high heavens that Dallas made the biggest deal of all time, giving the Lakers
boneheaded deal of all time. Yeah. Let's call it what it is. It was boneheaded.
It's fishy. Yeah. Can we at least, I'm not saying it was deliberate. It's just fishy. Can we all agree? It's ridiculous that Dallas got Cooper Flagg.
And in this scenario, they're actually a draft lottery team again. They have the Mavericks having the eighth pick.
I don't know what to make of them. They're another team, like Kyrie. Does he come back? Is he not?
Well, did you see that Cooper is officially playing point guard for them?
Oh,
really?
They announced that.
I actually don't.
His shot is so silky.
Yeah, but I don't.
I like his form. No, I like his form.
I think he's really good off the dribble. Actually, I'm really impressed by that with his size. But the beyond the arc,
This is such an unfair. Larry and Dirk had a baby. It becomes Scooper Flagg.
The two greatest white players ever.
You know?
We got to go to the white guys.
But he is nice, dude. Like, he's really good. Dallas is going to love him.
I love that. Dude, this is a massive person handling the ball, too. It's like kind of like LeBron-esque, right? When LeBron would just be like, just handling the ball, walking up.
See, you guys all say LeBron.
I trust him.
I think of Magic, because that's the greatest big ball handler of all time.
Yeah, I do like it more than D'Angelo Russell. I'm going to be honest. Too loosey-goosey with it. Makes a lot of mistakes. I learned my lesson six years ago on him. I don't hate him as a backup because, like, he is one of those guys where he comes in, he could take over,
but he thinks he's a number one. That's the problem.
Well, he should have learned by now. When the Warriors and the Lakers both say kick rocks, you're not a number one, then you should learn that you're not a... When Austin Reeves takes over for you as a number one point guard, then... I'm not hating on Austin Reeves. He's not a top five, top 10 point guard in the NBA.
No.
Like, sorry, D'Angelo.
D'Angelo needs Kyle Shanahan in his life to tell him he's not a fourth option. That's what he needs.
Roddy White. He thinks he's Roddy White. Oh, man. That was great sound. This is some good stuff. Orlando Magic?
Why not them?
I got to see it.
Why not? This would be the progression for someone like Paolo Banchero.
They can't shoot the ball in the playoffs. I know, they can't score.
Hey, but if he continues to take these leaps
forward. Desmond Bain's going to be that guy for them?
I like Desmond Bain.
The biggest muscles in the NBA?
I actually like this move for them.
We'll see. We'll see. I'm a big Paolo guy. I love Franz Wagner.
I'm rooting for Orlando.
I like the collection of players, but as a team, like scoring the ball, they can't put the ball in the hoop when it matters.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.